The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, one,
you don't
two,
have to do the testing.
Why?
Because you said, I was having a conversation with you, and I said, you said, should I just start it? I said, yeah, just continue the conversation.
Well, but I just started it.
I know, then you just start it while we're talking?
Now, yeah, it started.
No, okay, that's not my point. So that you don't stop and go, testing, it's just, it comes on as
In the middle of the conversation.
Yeah.
All right. So, well,
it's an interesting technique. I thought we'd try it out.
Here's the deal. We're talking about the Montreal Comedy Festival. We're not bashing the Montreal Comedy Festival.
No,
we're not.
You're
what
so
I'm
funny.
Saying.
You're like.
No, I'm just saying. No, we're discussing. Here's the deal with Montreal.
Right.
One, we love going up there because there's tons of comics you get to hang out with, or comics you haven't seen in years.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Oh, am I supposed to do a read today?
Oh, yeah. For, well, we know it's not for a...
Okay, well, don't worry.
We know
don't
it's not for a flower company.
Just keep talking.
It's for that bedding.
Just keep talking.
So here's the deal. We love hanging out. And most comics do love going to Montreal to see other comics. I haven't seen, you know, I mean, we're not going there to see club owners, believe me. You know, maybe a couple, you know, a couple ones we like. But we're going there to hang with comics. They should have a festival for just club owners. All right. Anyhow, there's a little anger and resentment, huh? You can feel that towards club owners. Some I like, some I don't. Some like me, some don't. That's how the business is. Anyhow, most of them don't like me. But I do the job. Maybe they do like me. I don't fucking know. Anyhow.
So,
the last time,
we'll give
a review.
A review?
Or we'll give a rundown of what we've done in Montreal in the last some odd years. And... you know, what we're looking to do or what we're not looking to do. I don't know how many years ago it was. I'm going to say seven. 7 years ago, I did the Masters. The Masters show. The first show was like 30 miles out of town at some club. A lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
It was a lot. Then another show. And then one show I did, I fucking destroyed. But the act after me, who we've discussed, David Feldman, should not have gone on after me because he is very low-key. Funny as fuck. Very funny. But he had a tough set. So it kind of made it look like I was a bad guy for having a good set. I mean, I was doing crowd work. I was doing whatever. Listen, I had to follow Jimmy Carr, who was killing, who was funny as fuck. I had to follow him. So I'm not going to lay down. I'm going to do what I can to follow a killer act. So it should have been whatever, a different line. But what, anyhow, so I did the Masters. Then the following year, and this is after years and years of not getting the festival, but finally they gave it to me. I went up there once years ago with NBC, with Last Comic Standing, doing a bunch of stuff with NBC, brought me up. Serious. So then the following year, I did the Nasty Show. And it was amazing. Geraldo hosted it. I went on. Bobby Kelly, Norton, Tiffany Haddish, who's a major star
now. Why
does
that keep going on?
Oh, I don't know. It's
well, you're supposed to turn your alerts off before you start.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay,
I don't even know
well,
how to.
I guess we'll just do that then. So it's we're 2 away from 300.
What do you mean 2 away?
Aren't we 2 episodes away from...
After this one, we're 2 away?
What did you tell me today?
I thought we're at... I think this is 298th.
Okay, so then...
After this.
We're 1 away.
No, we're 2 away. Oh, 1 away from 300. 2 to 300. After this.
Okay.
I think.
Again, I have no idea why you had to get so specific on it. It could have been like, yeah.
But I'm in the middle of a story. Why did you just say that?
Because you still don't know how to set up the fucking podcast. It's mind-boggling to me. I can't...
I'm disgusted.
If I had done anything 300 times in a row, I can guarantee it would have stuck in my brain at some point.
I'm talking about Montreal, which you brought up.
I know, but come on. It's like...
I'll get through it quick.
Really?
Yes.
It's impossible.
I'm just giving them...
Quick was a long time ago.
I'm just going over it. So then I did the Nasty Show, like I said. Geraldo hosted it. This is when he was alive.
Well, obviously, this is when he was
alive. Geraldo?
He owed Montreal. This is, people don't know this, but he owed Montreal 2 posthumous appearances, and he had to do them. That's the way it is. They won't say.
So, anyhow...
In the middle of your thing, you just looked at your phone.
I know.
In the middle of your story.
I got a spot at the Cellar next Tuesday.
Okay, but why? I don't, like...
What's that?
I don't understand how explain to me how your brain works.
Oh, fuck.
Like, now you're responding to someone.
What's that?
Why is it that you can't just do it?
I just
realized... And now there's more alerts. And here's now more alerts are happening.
But here's what happened. Look it. I put in for the Cellar next Tuesday. Let me explain this and I'll get back on track. Because on Tuesday nights, I judge roast battle.
Right.
Okay, I'm one of the
Don't
judges.
Get this mixed up with the Masters and the fucking Nasty Show stories.
We'll get back to the Montreal.
Which I'm sure they're hanging on every word.
Okay.
Well, so this was 20 years ago.
No,
what
it
happened?
Wasn't. So let me finish.
Well, Geraldo was alive.
Listen to me.
Quite some time.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
So I put in. I'm on roast battle every week.
You are. Yeah.
Tuesday nights.
Yes.
So next Tuesday I put in for the Comedy Cellar after roast battle.
Yes.
Then I realized there's no roast battle next Tuesday. It's Wednesday. Fuck me.
So now you have one shitty spot
at 12:40.
Oh God.
Where else can I work in town? I got to work somewhere
else
in town.
Who's this?
No,
it's... Like, it's the wrong email. No. Say, who dis? You think Estee's ever gotten that? Who dis?
I did that the other day with a club owner in Boston. A Saturday, like, he came in Friday night. We're hanging out. We did a bunch of texts, you know, the week of and the whole thing. Then Saturday, he texts me. He said, can you be off stage by 9:35 or whatever, because the show is sold out and we have to turn over the room.
And I wrote that in. Let them know.
Oh yeah, that show was sold out. I sold a lot of tickets.
Get your tickets
in Boston
early when you go to see Rich Voss. He's a legend, and he sells out.
So he goes, "Can you be off?" And I write, "Who's this?" Then he writes back, "It's John." I fucking know. He goes, "I thought you were kidding." No, you. Anyhow, so I had a great time in Boston. But let me get back to this and I'll wrap it up real quick. Okay, because people want to know. are, you know, because Montreal, people are, people.
Why is it?
It's intriguing to people because
is
they.
Is it?
Yes, there's a lot of people in this country.
I'm going to do a thing. Is comedy talk from 8 or 9 years ago intriguing?
It's not 8 or 9.
People?
It's going to build up to a couple of years ago. It started then.
Oh, so you're laying some pipe.
Yes, building the foundation to the story.
Got it. Everything you need to know about the incident upcoming. Someone told me on Twitter to ease off on you, so I'm going to do that.
I don't care what they say on Twitter. You don't scare me.
Thank you.
So, and then I'm going to discuss the thing in the car where you were wrong and make me wrong.
I was wrong.
So anyhow, we did the nasty show.
Yeah.
Then I didn't go up there for a couple of years, and they brought Bonnie and I. They brought Bonnie and I to do our podcast. That's when we had Billy Burr as our marriage counselor.
Right.
But
wonderful
that's all
show.
We did up there. That we didn't do anything else. Did you? I think you might have done a gala that.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you might have done a gala. Okay, so we did that. Then we went up, and during the podcast, I might have said some negative things about Montreal, so they cut me loose for a year. They were mad. Making jokes, that's all. But I could see them being mad because they brought us up there.
They were very funny jokes.
I don't know if they were.
They were. I told them over and over again.
No, they might have been angry. It might have been just anger. Oh, okay, they were funny.
There was a joke about the gift bags.
Oh, that was funny.
The gift bags had all these CDs in them.
That was a funny joke.
Rich, I won't say whose CDs they were, but Rich said that the
maids.
Yeah. I was trying to think of the real name for it.
The housekeeping
staff was going to
get
a lot of comedy CDs.
Sunday morning. Okay, so I didn't go up there for a year. Then we went up there the year after. What did we do? Is that the year we did?
I don't know. This is your story, and I'm trying to be on your side for everything.
Okay, so then we went
up. But it's hard when you're, like, telling a story and then have no idea why you're telling the story.
Okay, no, listen.
Now, what happened exactly?
Okay, so we went up and did our podcast.
What's the point?
I'm going to get to the point.
Like, can you, I'm just, listen, I think you're terrific. I love every
word.
No,
but you don't want to bring them
up. Word. But is there a way, and this is just a literary technique that you feel free to use, where you can sort of encompass a lot of things. It's, you don't have to go into detail. You say, we went up,
no.
Let's say 3 times in 5 years, and we did sporadic shows.
No, I'm trying to lay the. I got to listen to me.
I know, but
so
for what reason?
Off.
Like, you don't even know what we did.
Yes,
so how could it be so
specific? I do.
Specific?
I got it all put together now.
Okay. All right.
So I started off doing the Masters, then the Nasty Show. Then we went up a couple years later, did our podcast live with Billy as our.
We covered this. I believe
and
this
out of all
covered.
The podcasts up there, we did the most numbers.
Okay, let's.
Well known that we did the most numbers. So
you're a little bit like Trump. Do you know that?
Yes.
I just realized.
Yes. Look how my hair's
like
parted.
Narcissism. I guess is the.
Oh. So then I don't think we go there for a year, and then we go back and do Kevin Hart show. But why did they bring us originally? Oh, Sirius was bringing us up there to do our radio show. That was 2 years ago. To do our radio show live. Remember we did
that? That was a nightmare.
What? No.
Half the shows didn't record.
No, that was the podcast we did. But the radio show we did live. My wife hates me. We did our radio show live. Sirius brought us up there and paid for our rooms. But since we were there, We ended up doing Kevin Hart's LOL taping. We did Big J's show. We did Ari Shaffir's. Everybody asks us to do shows when we go up there because they know we're not going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the last time we were up there. So now.
But also, can I just. Well, another little technique to get people to like you and enjoy your
don't
story.
Don't say we don't fail?
No. You can say that. You can be honest about what you believe are.
They ask us. Everybody asks us.
Yes, but then you have a little bit of a sense of humor about it. Like, like in you, so that you can, when you're saying like we never fail, there's some kind of little wink to it. Like, I know that sounds whatever grandiose or
no, we've been around. We just know what
braggadocious.
We're doing. Let me tell you, when I did BJ's fucking show up there,
I know, but I'm saying
killer.
I'm not saying it's not true.
I don't think anybody did it as well as me.
Okay, I'm saying that's true.
Wink.
There you go. Okay, thank you. You got
okay.
It.
Blink. Wink. So,
I'm just saying it's not a likable quality to just lay out brags about yourself, but it is like
I only did one brag.
It could be more charming about
okay,
it.
Let me
like,
tell you, I'm just doing bare facts. We're well known, we're well liked, and we come through.
Okay.
Okay. Three things: well known, well liked, we come through.
Okay.
On podcasts, on radio shows, we don't fail. Okay. And if I, you know what?
Wink.
I'm not, no wink. A matter of fact, I'm not even going to say we, because I don't keep track of everything Bonnie does. I don't fail. But I'm pretty sure she doesn't fail. She had a good set last night, and she talked about it for fucking hours. She talked
That's
about her.
That's not true.
She talked
That's
about
not true.
Holy
also,
fuck! I get a call.
Hey, I was happy after a set. It's not that often.
Yeah. Okay.
That I feel like the audience is giving as much as I am.
What I'm saying about Montreal is, I've never done a gala. I could do a fucking hour clean. You got to be clean. You got to be clean on a gala, right? I've never done a gala, which I'd like to do. I'd like to do the Nasty Show again. I love to bring up Would You Bang Them up there. It killed at South by Southwest. Killed at Skankfest.
Rich, you've got it. It's not like
I'm
you
saying,
want people to like you, right?
No, I just want to like our product.
Okay, well, in order to like the product, it is you. So you have to be like just slightly more charming.
Okay, watch
when you're
this.
Being so
hey, listen,
fucking ridiculous.
I'll be charming. Hey, you know what would be nice? That this year, if I went up to Montreal and for the first time maybe did a gala and we brought up Would You Bang Them, that'd be great. And, you know, maybe do the Nasty
That's
Show.
That's not charming. How's that charming?
Oh, hey, you know what? Okay, let me do a charming. Listen.
Do you know what charm is? It's like this, you know, thing you can't put your finger on, but it's
How
likeable.
How can you be charmed when you it's say likeable. You want to do certain things? Look at
well,
I have my,
okay,
hey,
you know
guess
what?
You know what? I like to play.
Knowing how you're coming across.
I would
it's
like to.
It's understanding. It's putting. Oh. This is the thing that you're not good at. Is empathizing with the other person. Oh. So when someone's telling you how great they are, let's do it that way. Even last night when I called you to tell you about the show, I know
I,
you.
No,
you're
I was
just
so
sitting
excited.
There like, no, you're just hating it. Listen,
no,
I'm not thrilled when I have to fucking listen to you talk about how much you killed after
I
on
killed
weekends.
That fucking.
You go over all your jokes that killed.
No.
Your crowd work that killed.
Oh, are you crazy? That's
okay,
you.
That's fine.
That's you
no,
talking
that's
about
you.
Your crowd work.
That's
are
it.
You? And you acted out
we
too.
We both do it.
You acted right. out.
No, I don't.
You'll stand in the living room and you'll move
well,
like you're
at
on
least
stage.
I'll give you an interesting performance. So, but so, listen, try to focus now. Now, don't think about yourself and how you're going to react to this. Think about, oh, what she's saying. Does that make sense? When someone is telling you how great they are or what how great their sets are or how amazing they are, how does it make you feel as a listener?
If they're friends, I'm with them.
But it's like Bobby Kelly's telling you, I kill everywhere I go.
He
I'm
does.
Amazing.
He
I'm
does.
A genius. Yeah, but he, does
He's
he say
He's not a
that?
Genius, but he kills.
Rich.
I'm a genius.
You need to stop and think. I'm not denying that it's true. Does he make you listen to where he's telling you how great he is? My podcast is number one. Everyone loves it. Does he do that to you?
Uh-huh.
He does?
No.
He
I don't
doesn't.
Know.
If he did, I know you're looking
on a
for
podcast,
a way out. You're looking
no,
for a
on
way
a
out.
Podcast, he talks. I'm giving detail. I'm just
I'm
saying.
Just say, I'm asking you to say, how does it feel when someone's telling you that?
Okay.
About themselves. How does it make you feel? Just honestly.
But I'm not talking to a single person.
Just
I'm talking.
It. Just answer it. It's fine. It, you're not. You. No one's even said that.
Hey,
to
listen.
You. I'm just asking.
I've heard,
how
I've,
does it make you feel?
Sometimes it's great when I hear major acts. When I'm hanging out with major acts and they're talking about things that are going on.
Okay. So you're a major act.
No, when
in
I'm
my
hanging out
home,
with major acts.
I know, but you're. So that's fine. But if it's just a regular comedian?
It depends who it is. I love those guys at the Cellar. If Andrew Schultz is telling me something cool, I'm fucking
not
island.
Something cool, Rich. It's not something cool. It's listing the greatness that you are. When someone's listing the greatness that is them without any charm or interesting story attached.
Oh, I told an interesting story all the way through.
You're doing it again.
What? What?
You're just saying how great you are. And you're not being charming.
Can I explain to you something? Now that you did your rant, can I explain?
Okay, but can I interrupt you every step of the way you did me?
I didn't interrupt you. I listened to your bashing.
It's not bashing.
All I'm saying is,
I'm asking you to put yourself in someone else's shoes.
I just said, I didn't brag. I said when all the shows we did, we came through. That's not bragging. That's facts. If I go, "Hey, we were great. It was amazing." No, I just said, "Look, we're seasoned. We're very what do you call it? Like throughout the comedy community." Just like we like other people, people like us, and I'm sure there's people that hate us, one or two.
Of course there's people that hate us.
Not
are you
that many
kidding
comics?
Me?
You think a lot of comics hate
Rich
us?
Rich and Bonnie? Are you kidding?
How many comics
I
do you think?
I guarantee you there's whole groups of comedians that fucking just
no
trash
way
us. They deserve each other.
No.
They're both fucking dickheads. Listen, you and I have been in this business long enough to have literally... Even the people that at one time liked us probably hate us.
We pissed people off.
Rich, Marina told me on the phone today, she goes, "I don't think you know how you come across." Like,
what? What?
Like she goes, "It cuts, you know. My jokes, they cut, you know, they hurt people."
What do you mean they hurt people?
Hurt people.
Oh, enough with these baby comics. Listen.
Okay, but see, once again, what? You will not put your...
Those groups of comics that... If you go to L.A....
You can argue this all you want, but I guarantee you there's been phone calls where they're like, "What a fucking cunt, what a fucking asshole he is. Their kid, I heard, is a fucking piece of shit. Won't say hi to people." You know, come on. I'm not saying it's... Look, it is what it is. I'm not trying to change it.
Listen,
I'm just saying don't have some kind of weird...
No,
like,
I know. When I go to L.A. and I don't see people come up to me.
Who don't come up to you don't come up to you.
No. Every major comic or any comic, if it's an open micer, they might not like us because, you know, we fucking...
You don't notice every comedian that doesn't approach you. That's insane. A million fucking comedians approach you every time you're in L.A.?
Everywhere I fucking go somewhere. I can't help it.
I'm not saying that
you're
not...
Who do you think? More people like us than don't like us?
I don't ever try to do those kinds of mathematical things in my head.
Why not?
I don't. I like to be deluded slightly in life.
Well, what I'm
saying, you apparently love delusion.
What are you talking about?
You love
about?
It. You can't even say, "Yeah, there's probably comedians that hate us."
No, I mean, hate us? Why would we don't give reasons for people to hate us?
Rich,
hate us? Why?
You even talk to people who've been like, "When I first met you, I hated you."
I didn't like you. They didn't say I hated you. Didn't say.
Are
I
you
hate-
really? We're gonna like now. On turns of phrase,
of all,
have arguments.
I take care of my middle axe. I tip my middle axe.
I'll go with extreme dislike, but sure.
Okay, when I'm
yes, they want to kill me and my entire family, but hey.
Listen.
This I is don't know about that.
This is what you don't know.
What? I don't know what I don't know.
When I'm on the road.
Hurt people hurt people. I like little sayings that have the same words.
Do you?
Just over and over.
What about, do you like that saying, learn to hate? Well, what's the saying?
Love trumps hate?
No, I learned to hate something, or I love to hate something, or...
Oh. Love hate. I hate when people use that.
Love hate. What do they use?
Oh, I have a love hate relationship with pizza or some shit. I go, you don't fucking know what love hate is until you've been married 10 years.
We've been married over 10?
Yeah. And the love hate gets stronger and stronger. You have no idea what love hate is.
Okay, what I'm saying.
You tried being married to this fucking bastard. Then you
I
come to me with your stories about love hate and asparagus.
Listen, when I'm on the road,
yes.
So many headliners don't even let the middle act opener act sit in the dressing room.
Not true.
Oh, are you crazy?
Maybe like Eliza Schlesinger.
No,
or something.
A lot of headliners don't let them in. I always let them in.
What's that girl's name that I heard that she did that at the Stress Factory? God damn it. What's her name? She's like an awful comic too.
Just, why would you say that?
Because I don't care anymore. She's fucking trashed me on podcasts.
Oh, really? Who?
Yeah.
And she wouldn't let comics
she
in
was
the
like,
dressing room?
No, married comedian is funny. And then somebody was
Whitney Cummings?
Whitney Cummings.
She wouldn't let comics in the dressing room?
That's what I heard, yeah. She wouldn't let anyone, even fucking Vinny, the owner.
First of all, where do these comics, who do they think they are? Like, I've never said to a middle act, don't sell merchandise. Even when they don't ask, which pisses me off, at least ask. But the last couple of weeks, the middle, not in Boston. The girl in Boston was really funny, too, who I worked with. You know, the week before in Naples, the middle act sold T-shirts with American flags on it. Had nothing to do with her comedy. Just T-shirts with American flags.
She's just using the after comedy show as like a flea market.
And the shirts were made in Haiti because I busted her on fucking stage.
From now on, you should just collect whatever the opening act leaves behind in the dressing room.
No, Bobby said I should get all the middle acts stuff. And then the week before, the middle act sold candy bars.
What the fuck is going on?
With his picture on it.
You can't sell CDs anymore because who's?
I sell CDs still.
I know, but people say.
I know they don't. Yeah, but anyhow, what I'm saying, I'll wrap up the Montreal thing, and then we'll get back to who hates us. The
Montreal story on your.
I'm saying.
Wait, before you get into it, let me just do this.
Well, let me finish it.
No, we'll take a break. We've already taken a break.
I'm just saying we would like to come. I would like to do a gala.
Oh, my God. You're going to finish?
Yes.
When I said just wait until after I do this
Okay. Go do the read.
Oh, my God. You started rushing.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
I would like to do a gala. Maybe do Would You Bang Them Up There and some other shows. That's all. I can do radio. Obviously, I would do Sirius, Norton, and Sam. I would do all the radio shows. So, you know what I mean? Let's bring Rich and Bonnie up this year. And because we have a great time. And
we
respect.
That's the
we'll
thing.
We'll go together.
I've said
and
so
Raina
times.
Has so much fun playing with her friends there. So that's a, you know.
I know, but I don't know why. I just don't want to. Seems like such a
Raina had.
Yeah.
Did we drive last time up there?
Yeah.
We drove?
Uh-huh.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did? Oh, yeah. And then we drove back and bought her a dog.
Yeah, we drove back. Yeah, we drove there.
Yeah.
And we drove back. That seemed. Yeah, and then we picked up the dog on the way home.
Do you have a read?
Yes, I do. And have you been sleeping better, maybe? Yeah. I think you have.
Yes, I have.
And you can tell you're peppy on this podcast. And I think a lot of it has to do with our new sheets. They're really amazing. Brooklinen.com has the highest quality sheets with no big markup. So if you want to upgrade your nightly routine, you will feel so much better after sleeping on these sheets. They really are. You can tell the difference, don't you think, Rich?
I love those. Yes, I can. And I'm not just saying that because it's a fucking read. Because it's a read. I'm telling you, yes, I can tell the difference between what we're using now and what we used to use.
Yeah, it's brooklinen.com. And guess who started this? It's Vicky and Rich Fulop. They're a husband and wife. We love supporting the husband and wife teams. Their philosophy is beautiful home essentials, no crazy pricing. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. I mean, they're just, I love my Brooklinen sheets. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code VOS, V-O-S, at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that you're going to love these sheets, which I back them 100%. They're going to offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. And the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code VOS. That's VOS, V-O-S, at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code VOS. And you're going to love these Brooklinen sheets. They're the best ever.
Good job.
Oof, you know said what? Fucking in the middle of it.
I cursed.
Don't do it.
I want a new logo. I mean, I want this logo, but I want us to look like I have no tattoos on my arm in this My Wife Hates Me logo.
Yeah.
You look like a witch in this.
I you know what I think he did?
What?
Because when he made that, I was I did have a full, round, youthful-looking face, and it's like he cursed me, and I've turned into that. I actually look exactly like that now.
Do you want to do the read over without the curse?
No.
I think they can handle a curse word.
I mean, look, if we lose this one, that's on you. That I've been doing them excellent lately. I've been beaten down. I've been beaten down by the world and the podcast and my financial woes that I am now doing anything. All the things that I used to think were so shitty to do, I'm doing.
Okay.
Asking people for money. Now's a good time for you if you're enjoying the podcast. I hear a lot of people say, oh, I've listened to everyone. Well, get your ass to Patreon because there's extra podcasts, extra content, and you can support your favorite husband and wife. Babbly Books.
Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie We're having shirts made up. We're going to start sending out packages. We're going to bid on those again. We'll do, we did.
Let's not spend a lot of time on this. Let's spend a little bit of time though. I'm going to.
Are you
going to
trash somebody?
No, I did it already.
That's it? You only got one person to trash?
Well, it's just one of the things we do.
Somebody else.
I'm not spending my whole fucking podcast trashing. I'm not dealing with the Patreon every second of this podcast. What do you want it to be? Patreon
crazy?
From beginning to end?
No, we didn't
you
do any Patreon.
You don't understand how it works.
You didn't do any Patreon, but you said you would trash somebody every week.
I didn't say every week. It was a one-time
Why
thing.
Why do you yell and you're
because
fucking
you,
nuts?
Because that's how
you brought a Patreon. I didn't. You go support
I said, yes, I wanted to do a little plug for Patreon, as we should do in each fucking podcast, or so I'm told, by other people who are making a fucking $1 million.
There's something. You know what? You
really?
Go from beginning. You
No, because you won't fucking stop.
Stop
you won't
what?
Like ever look at anybody. Speaking of nonverbal clues, you don't get nonverbal clues at all. In fact, you don't get any fucking clues. You're clueless.
What clue were you giving me? That you don't want to trash?
You said, don't you have to trash someone? I said, no, I did it last week. You keep going. Well, you got to do it. Trash somebody. No, I don't want to, and I'm not doing it.
I thought you were supposed to do it every week. There was
that's a conversation you would have off the fucking mic.
Do you have to trash anybody this week? See that? I was off the mic. Did you see that? I don't know why you get so angry. There's something... I know what it is.
Yeah, it's called Richard Ira Voss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave off the last S for savings. One S. V-O-S.
That's exactly what I deal with. That's where you take the conversation. Your wife's upset and mad.
But why are you mad?
And then you don't want to find out why. You don't want to learn anything. You just want to win the fucking conversation.
I'm not winning. How did I try to win? I didn't try to win. I want to know why you went when I just
Well, why
said
would I said no? We've done that.
Once.
Yes. Yes. And I tried to explain to you before, which now you're going to have a conniption because you don't remember any conversations that we ever have. And I said, last week when you said it, I said, no, we're just doing one. You go, aren't you going to do them all? No, we're just doing one this one time.
I thought it was one a week.
Well, when you ask it and I say no, then you should carry it. Oh, okay. Let me accept that answer.
But didn't a couple...
No, do it.
I'm not going to get mad. I'm holding... You know what? I'm as relaxed as I possibly can be with her. She could go be crazy and yell and do whatever the fuck she wants. But
really? That's so calm.
But I'm going to sit...
Whatever the fuck she wants.
I didn't say...
Yeah, no, that's...
I'm sitting. Look at me. You're on edge of your chair. You're jumping all over the place.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, I am. Yes,
you know,
I am.
You have a good set last night, but that wears off in no time.
Really, Rich?
What? We started watching...
Good. Let's go to now. Well, that concludes our yelling at each other portion. And now we're going to do reviewing television shows.
We started watching... the Versace series on FX. Bonnie loves it. Loves it. I think it's okay. Bonnie,
do you think that's humorous? A humorous take? A humorous? I'm going to say the opposite of what Bonnie really thinks. I'm going to do it so no one in the listening knows that I'm joking. And what a wonderful prank to play on my wife.
I kind of, we only saw two episodes, so we haven't really.
You keep pausing it on the gay sex.
No, I don't.
You're like, hey, go get a snack. I don't know what you do up there.
We watched the two episodes that are out. We haven't come to any conclusion, but we're wondering why.
It's a tough thing to do. We all know the story and don't care about it.
It
Who
wasn't
cared
a
about
story.
This? I mean,
well, I guess a lot of people do care about it.
I mean, you care about it in terms of like, ooh, that's awful, but it's not like this mystery or some kind of controversy that happens.
Well, it's
just
about
like
a serial killer, but it's also about, you know, it's going to attract a gay.
It about the serial killer then, but they're trying to make it some kind
of
Versace
story. No, they're making it both. That was his main kill, I guess.
That was his last one.
That was his main kill. That was like.
That was his trophy.
When you get a lion or something or an elephant, you know what I mean?
He'd just been getting elks up until that point.
So, and I pretty much finished every Marvel.
We went over this.
I didn't do the Marvel stuff. I'm done with everything Marvel. Everything. Hold on. Luke Cage. Daredevil.
You did. You said all this.
Jessica Jones
on the Patreon podcast that we just did.
Well, what I'm saying is, Alexa is the fucking best. Oh, that's not her name, Electra. Electra. I think it's Electra.
Wait, what did you think her name was?
Shut up! I'm not talking to you.
What do you think her name is?
Electra. It's
Electra. Okay. But what did you first call her?
Alexa.
Oh, you called her Alexa.
Oh, yeah. People like when Alexa's on the podcast.
Wait, what is it? Alexa? Or which one is it?
It's Electra.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Do you want anything you want to know about Alexa? Alexa.
Wait, you keep calling it Alexa.
I'm going to talk to Alexa right now.
I thought you said it was Electra.
That was the girl on Marvel I like.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait. Is it Electra? Whatever. The one that came back from the dead.
Wait, what's this called?
Alexa.
You're 100% sure of that?
Alexa, what is it?
I'm not going to tell you. I want you to figure it out.
Alexa, why doesn't Whitney Cummings let people in the dressing room?
She just shut down.
Is it Alexa? What's the name of this? It's Alexa, right? Alexa. Alexa, where can we listen to My Wife Hates Me podcast?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Alexa, you piece of shit.
Alexa, My Wife Hates Me podcast on riotcast.com. Have you heard of that?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Maybe it's Voss and Bonnie's.
Alexa, have you ever heard of Voss and Bonnie on Riotcast?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. We're going to cut this out. We better cut this out of the podcast.
Why?
It goes against everything you stand for. We got the best podcast. People know who we are.
No, she's not. She doesn't know podcasts.
Do you think somebody's Alexa. Programmed in?
Alexa, have you ever heard of What the Fuck podcast?
I'd rather not answer that.
Oh, okay, so it's good. Alexa, have you ever heard of WTF podcast?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
See? Alexa, have you ever heard of Joe Rogan's podcast?
Sorry, I don't know that.
See, she doesn't know podcasts.
Or she's not understanding you.
Well, how else do I put it? How else do you want me to put it?
Alexa, play Joe Rogan's podcast.
I couldn't find a station for Joe Rogan's.
See?
Well, what's it called?
Alexa, last one.
You don't have to say last one to Alexa.
Adam Carolla's podcast. Alexa, play Adam Carolla's podcast.
I could not find a program named Adam Carolla.
See, she doesn't know podcasts. That's the problem.
She really doesn't know her podcast, man. It's weird.
Alexa, who's hotter, Kate Quigley or Sarah Silverman?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
We're trying to find a host for our TV show.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, do we have a TV show that I didn't know about?
Well, we're pitching one, and they're pretty high on it.
Are they high on it, or did they ask for a one sheet? That's a little different. By the way, not that meeting, but the one I had right after it, I was, you know, doing my fucking dog and pony act, and there was a knock on the door, and then nobody went to get the knock, and I go, isn't anyone? And she goes, oh, that's my 5-minute knock. So they knock on the door, like, wrap this up in 5 minutes. So then I just start talking really fast as a joke. But isn't that weird?
I've never heard of the 5-minute knock.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
That nobody would acknowledge it. People are like, why wouldn't you, in your meeting, the door knocks, you just completely ignore it. Why wouldn't you be like, oh, it's, don't worry about that. That's to alert us that we're going to kick you out in 5 minutes.
Can you please move your feet off the table?
No.
Your dirty feet are in my face.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up right now.
No, we're not. We're only at 39 minutes. We got at least six
that's
more
That's enough
minutes.
Time for no. this. You don't want to talk about anything. You just want to skim
this is
the,
a real podcast.
Skim the surface
no,
on
this
everything.
This is a real.
Well,
this
then
is...
let's get down and dirty. Let's see, you know. I'm going to show people what I see in the podcast.
What you what?
What I see.
Oh, so you... That's a nice picture. What?
It's funny. Okay, no, listen. You want to be interviewed? Have you ever been to a therapist?
Many times. I took therapy forever.
You took therapy?
Yeah, I went to therapy forever.
Well, why don't, you know...
Oh, here you go. You want to try to fix me?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What about you? Can I tell them what happened in the car and see if they agree without arguing with you?
Yeah, I don't know what happened in the car.
About Valentine's Day?
Allie! Maybe she's stuck up there.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead and tell the story.
I'll tell the story without Bonnie fucking interrupting and yelling. We're in the car. Then I just said, oh, Valentine's Day's coming up. Another dumb holiday. Then she pauses and she goes, oh, I'm working that casino again. I go, what, Yonkers? She said, yeah, and we talked about the casino. Then later on in the day, I said, oh, we might have the show on Valentine's Day. She said, I told you I was working the casino on Valentine's Day. But she didn't say she was working the casino on Valentine's Day. After I said, oh, Valentine's Day, another dumb holiday, she pauses and just says, oh, I'm working that casino again. Okay, but she didn't say, I'm working that casino again on Valentine's Day. So how am I supposed to know? But anyhow, she's back. I don't want to really talk about it or argue.
No,
I can't argue anymore
you can
with you.
You can discuss something without arguing, but that's, I guess, impossible.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, and then we'll do it.
All right.
We'll do role play. You be me.
The argument, by the way, wasn't about... Who said what? You were like, nobody said Valentine's Day.
No, I didn't. My argument was that you never said you were working on Valentine's Day. You just said I'm working.
I said, I did say that.
Okay, let's do it. Let's
do it. Okay, and then you said, you're crazy. You never said it, which you always get
you didn't
so
say
angry.
Your words,
this is, by the way, back in the house. We're back in the house. This is
what does it matter where
later.
We are? What does
well,
it matter?
Well, because I want to say, like, it wasn't right after. We went for a drive, whatever. And then that's where that conversation happened, where you said, Valentine's Day is so dumb. What a dumb holiday. I said, I'm working that casino again. Which I feel like, I don't know that it happened so quickly after you said it was like in a conversation.
No, but we were talking about comedy and money. And I said, okay, let's do role
right after
play.
You said that. Okay, go
just
ahead.
Just say, you pretend you're me and go, oh, Valentine's
okay.
Day.
Okay.
Valentine's Day, what another
Valentine's
Day.
What a stupid holiday. So dumb.
Pause. Oh, I'm working that casino again, the one I hate.
Oh, they're giving you another shot at it.
Yeah, I'm gonna. It's the one where the lady heckled me. Okay, so there is no inclination.
By the way, she heckled me, the funniest heckle in the world. I was doing very poorly. No one was liking it. And then she goes, "You got a family?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Talk about your family." She's helping me.
Okay, there was no inclination that you said you were working at a casino on Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's not the issue. So later when I said, "Oh, I already told you I was working at Valentine's Day," and you said, "No, you didn't."
You never told me you were working on Valentine's
Day. Well, I felt that I had.
But you didn't. That's what I was trying to explain to you. I wouldn't have brought up, "Hey,
I know, but why didn't you just go, oh, okay, I didn't know that was what you were talking about." I said the casino. You, instead of just saying like, "Oh, I didn't realize that was the time," or whatever,
because
you started getting so mad, you had to win the conversation. Well, you're like, "You didn't tell me." I said, "I did." You brought up Valentine's Day, and then I said, "Well, because I can't talk to you unless I yell."
No, that's not true.
Because you won't. You don't listen.
No,
the problem. Stop talking and listen. How can I make my point if I'm always being interrupted? Like, this is the thing about you. You won't take anything in.
Are you done? Is it my turn? Is it my turn?
When I said that, yes, I did tell you, because you were talking about, you'd already gotten angry at this point. Okay, you were already raising your voice and yelling at this point. And I said, "No, you brought up Valentine's Day," and you go, "Nobody said Valentine's Day in that car." And you took out your gum.
No,
and
I didn't.
Threw it in the garbage.
Well, you quit overacting. I didn't yell. And I took out my gum.
You were, okay. Let's say you don't qualify that as a yell. That's fine. Would you say you were very aggressively?
Because the
problem, like saying no one said Valentine's Day, and then I said yes, you did. You said, and this is always because you don't remember conversations.
No, so, but the conversation was. See, the problem is you don't communicate, okay, and then you think you communicated something.
Was Valentine's Day brought up in the car?
Yes, I never said it wasn't.
That's all I'm saying. At that point, I don't know why it has to be an argument in a fight. Like, you have to break it down until it's like a literal thing. But I didn't know those two things were connected, therefore I am right.
There she goes yelling. You can't have a conversation with her without her yelling or fucking coming off the deep end when I'm trying to explain something calmly. And there you go again. See what I mean? See what I mean? Because you're going to be...
Was that a poem? Was that a poem?
What do you mean?
I feel like that was a poem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyhow.
You can't have a conversation without her going off the deep end. See what I mean? See what I mean? There she goes. There she goes.
Yeah. See? Good. You can laugh.
What? It's like...
Whatever.
It's
we're
a ridiculous thing to have a fight about.
I'm not
and
fighting.
And then we're somehow expected to rehash it on a podcast. By the way, none of it helps. None of it fosters any kind of goodwill between us.
What are you
this
talking about?
This podcast makes marriage harder, not
no,
easier.
No, we get to air out our differences and our grievances.
But we never come to any kind of conclusion.
Well, it's better to air them out and not let them fester inside
they
still
you. Fester inside me. I leave this podcast thinking he doesn't hear it. He doesn't.
I listen to everything. I love your hair. Bonnie dyed her hair black. It looks good. You know who you look like? Why are you staring at me? I love your hair. I'm saying...
Because anytime you get into a conversation where you don't see a win, you go right to like...
I wouldn't even see a win.
Either you say something negative about my looks or something positive about
my
looks.
I never say anything negative after a conversation.
Oh my God. Did you, in that same car ride, say that you couldn't look at my butt because it was so disgusting?
No, I didn't say your butt was disgusting.
You did.
Here, without arguing.
You said it's gross.
No, I didn't say your
you
butt
did.
Was gross. See, here, okay, here's the mislead. And this is what happens in court and different people mislead.
Did you or did you not?
I
talk
said.
About my butt.
I didn't
say it looked gross.
No. I said, Bonnie, whatever she's doing at CrossFit, okay, which has got to be extremely hard because sometimes she comes home with these big scars on her butt.
They're scrapes from scrapes. Doing speed sit-ups.
Yeah, but they turn into scars.
They're like a rash.
Yeah, so that when there's like a gigantic... And
it's
I'm
not
saying,
gigantic. It's no, a tiny little scab.
Yeah. let's put your eggs in the basket or whatever the saying is. What's the saying?
I don't know. The saying that I know of wouldn't fit here.
Where you're supposed to tell the truth. What's the saying? Put it out on the table.
Put it all on the table.
Put it all on the table.
Lay out your cards, maybe.
Yeah, put it all on the table. I like that one. I'm just saying, when you're working out that hard, doing what you're doing,
you have eggs in a basket.
There's going to be consequences, you know. But in the long run,
this isn't the conversation that we had in the car. In the car, you said, "I can't look at your butt; it's disgusting."
No, I didn't. I said it's hard to look at your cuts.
No.
Oh,
Rich.
Oh,
Rich.
Well, let's see. First of all, this is how the conversation started.
Rich.
This is how. Want me to tell him how it started?
Why don't you put your cards on the table?
Okay, this is how it started.
Truth, please.
Here's what Bonnie. Here's how it started. Bonnie,
I don't
goes,
expect you to understand every word, but no, you don't have to go back that far, which I know that you're gonna do.
Okay, I won't. Then.
You don't.
It's all funny, but it's true.
What, I was going to a lady doctor today, yeah. So I had to. Clean up my house.
Yeah, so Bonnie goes, why didn't you tell me I have a hairy ass? But I don't think you have a hairy ass.
Not outside the hole.
What's that?
I don't want to think the outside is hairy.
Well, I don't look
and in the hole isn't anymore either.
I didn't look inside. I've never looked inside your hole of ass.
You said, I don't look at your ass. It's disgusting.
No, I said the scars are disgusting.
No, you didn't.
When I see you naked, do I get excited?
Rich.
When I see you naked, do I get excited?
With the help of Viagra.
No, but I mean before that.
Rich.
When you get undressed, don't I go, woo!
I know you. I know. See, here we go again. Can I just say, this is two times in a row. You're wrong on both accounts, and you can't say you're like, and it's not even right or wrong, actually. But you could just be like, oh, I'm sorry, or yeah, I didn't mean it to sound like that.
I did say that earlier.
But now you're not, you're lying. You're saying you said something different. You started off by saying your butt is disgusting. I can't
look
at it.
I never said your butt is disgusting.
Did you say it or not? You might have meant something else, but you did say it.
I said your butt's disgusting.
And you hurt my feelings.
I'm
yes.
sorry. I don't want to hurt your feelings. But you hurt my feelings by saying, how come you didn't tell me there was hair in my asshole?
How does that hurt your feelings?
Because that makes me a bad husband that I'm not aware of what's growing in my wife's asshole.
I mean, there is some truth to that.
You know, I have to be more observant of your hair growth, in which you don't have much. You know, I know girls. You know,
need to know about other girls.
No, in life,
fucking
not that I fucked
holes. Well, really? Well, how do you even know about their holes?
I'm just saying. You see girls around that have to bleach their mustaches, or they have hairy armpits.
I don't judge them. That's the way they were born.
Big,
and God
gigantic
bless them.
Bushes.
I'm sure they're wonderful people.
You've never had a big bush ever. You're lucky. It grows and stops where it's supposed to. And first of all, when you're going to a lady doctor to do lady things, you think you have to fucking manicure yourself because you have to impress a doctor?
I don't want to impress a doctor. I don't want their job. It's like cleaning up before your babysitter comes. You don't want to, you try to make their job as easy as possible.
What do you think? She can't cut through a couple extra hairs?
She could, but, you know.
She'd even check inside. For physical, you know, of your asshole. Did she feel your breasts for a mammogram?
Rich, I would love it if you could fucking, for 1 second, just be a normal.
I'm asking you a serious question.
Did
you have a breast exam?
You know what's crazy about you? You won't say sorry on the podcast. Sorry. You'll want to know about a fucking pap smear.
No.
Like.
I don't even know what a pap smear is.
Okay, well.
I mean, I kind of do.
Here we go.
I kind of do.
What were you doing the other day, the no research?
Yeah, my new.
Your new thing is just, you're going to write a book about everything, but no, zero research on it. This is another thing you could write about the pap
smear. Do ladies get pap smears like every couple of years or something?
I'm not going to tell you anything because that's going to ruin your. No research policy.
Can I ask you one quick question?
And it's not gross. You've got such a clean record on
it. It's not gross at all. Did you have a breast exam while you were there?
No.
Why wouldn't a doctor do that if you're going in there for that? I don't understand. What, I mean, how hard is it to get a breast exam? Why wouldn't a doctor
they
do
don't,
that?
They don't, because you have to put it in a machine and stuff.
No, they do it with their hands.
Oh, here we go, ladies. Ladies, Richard Voss thinks he knows how mammograms work.
Well, no, the beginning breast exam is with their hands.
Stop. Now you're going to go into a spiral of what you did and didn't say and how you're right
well, you
anyway,
don't think that's...
no matter what. Fine, you're right. You're correct.
No, in the
you know everything.
If they feel something, then they...
Sure. Okay, then they great. Go. Yes.
Am
yes.
I right or wrong?
Yep. I got it done in the waiting room by a gentleman next to me. So then she felt she didn't need to do it.
Okay, you know what? You don't want to tell me how things work? Then I don't learn.
You don't learn even if I told you. If I told you how a breast exam worked, which I just did, I think, you completely argued back.
No, you were Jackie Mason on that one.
You want to know how a breast exam works? Go don't get a breast exam. What am I, your breast exam tuna?
Your fucking impression stink.
I thought of this genius thing to do.
What?
Like do... impressions from the audience, like, hey, I can do an impression from anywhere in the world, you know. And if somebody does any white country, I do the impression, but I'd have to learn, like, but any like other country, I just do an Irish accent, no matter what.
Like
Indian
what?
Indian or because you don't want to be racist. You know.
So how? I don't get it.
Oh, okay.
I'll say a country.
Okay.
England.
They're on from England, aren't I? That's
okay,
good.
Ireland.
Well, me sweet lassie, I'm from Ireland.
All right, India.
Oh, my sweet lassie, I'm from India. And people be like, hey, that's not, I'm like, I don't want to be racist.
China.
Oh, me sweet lassie, I'm from China.
So you're going to do everything in an Irish accent?
Except for the white, other way, like Sweden I'll do any white country.
I do Norway.
I'm really not sure how to do it.
Do Denmark.
Thank you. Those are so different.
Scotland.
Well, I'll enjoy doing the... I can go right into my Scottish from there.
Do Scottish.
Well, isn't it lovely to save some money?
Are you kidding?
That's what I'll do for the bit, though, too. I'll also add in a, like, stereotypical thing.
Do Canadian, and we'll wrap it up.
Oh, we're out and about here in the Canadian wilderness, say? That was good. Canadian accent is hard to do.
Not if you're from Canada.
No, it is. It's almost harder. It's like, I mean, I don't notice that I'm doing it. Sometimes I say sorry, and it's...
Okay, so do you have anything to plug? Aren't you coming up somewhere?
I'm going to be in Ohio, folks.
Cuyahoga Falls.
I don't know how to spell it, but I'm going to be there February 23rd, 24th, 25th.
Are you asking me?
I am.
Can they go to your website?
They can watch my Twitter.
Uh-oh. Oh,
I got to open that.
Raina's at the door.
I know.
Here, go answer the door and I'll do my plugs.
22, 23, and
24. All right. This Friday and Saturday, I'll be at Bananas Comedy Club, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. This Friday, Saturday. Hey, Raina, come here real quick.
Hi.
Come here.
What?
Come here. Friday and Saturday, Hasbrook Heights. February 9th, just do a quick cameo. Say hi. People have been asking about you.
Okay, wait. Do people think that you're what?
I was going to ask you, do people like us as a family, or do you think people hate us as a family, like when we're out and about?
I don't know. Probably hate us.
Why?
Because we're annoying.
What?
Well, you guys.
Wait, come here.
Oh, do you think people think you're a nice person? Like at the stand, do you think people think you're nice?
Oh, no.
What do they think of you?
That I'm a bitch.
Why? Why do you think, why are you, but you're 10 years old.
There's Raina again.
Oh, God. What do they say?
There's Raina again.
Do they get upset? A lot of comics are scared of you, aren't they?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I threaten them.
What?
I threaten them.
But Chris likes you.
No, he doesn't.
Ron Bennington likes you.
No.
Come here.
No, I don't want to.
All right.
We're done.
Okay, anyhow, February 9th, Ridgefield Playhouse, Connecticut. Ron Bennington, Jim Florentine, and myself. Go to patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. We put up extra podcasts. We're going to have shirts. We're going to have bidding and packages and all kinds of stuff. But we have some CDs up there. We put another extra podcast this week. patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. Have a lovely weekend.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.